This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Recently there's been an individual called Ezra Levant, who you've had experience with, haven't you, Ali?
Yeah, we both have.
We don't need kind to speak of, to you. Don't give me a life story,
both
please.
Both of you. Have either of you met him?
No, we haven't. We tried to track him down when the whole attacks were happening.
With Tommy Robinson.
Yeah, with Tommy Robinson.
Because he was connected to Tommy.
He was working. Tommy Robinson was working for him.
Yeah. He was working for
he's
him.
He's a Canadian.
But now Tommy's in prison, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think even Katie Hopkins is working for him as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what happened with him is that he recently attended in a Palestinian protest. Yeah. He came in acting all arrogant. And
as a counter-protest.
I want to watch this video with you guys and then come back and
it's
respond.
It's very interesting. He says something very... Interesting.
Let's take a look at it.
Wait, they can't hear you, Ali. Say that again.
He says something very interesting. Watch it now.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, because you're inciting this crowd and then it reaches the peace.
That's friendly.
Well, your friends is inciting them, and that's exactly what you're trying to do.
Because I'm a Jew.
No, because you're trying to incite them.
I haven't tried to incite them. I want to take a picture of the hate crime that you're
abiding. You've done it on the other side. You didn't need to walk over
here. No, I wanted to go up.
Now I'm going to tell you to move over there.
And if you don't, I allowed you to take that video. I allowed you to take that video.
So you're refusing to leave?
I'm refusing to leave.
Why?
Because I'm a Jew, I'm a citizen, and I'm your boss. And I don't leave if you say Jews are.
Well, you know what?
The street.
In the interest of keeping peace here and public safety, you're under arrest for breach of the peace.
Take this.
Okay, just from little that I know of him and following the far right and this dirtbag, yeah? This is their tactic. You see Tommy Robinson do the same thing. They go on purpose provoking. Look, the police are asking him, why did you come to this side?
Yeah.
They do it on purpose. They get arrested and then they say the establishment's against us.
Yeah.
Donate. It's the same strategy used by Tommy Robinson, and Tommy Robinson is his boss. And he makes him go and do these things, which is stupid. If you go to a counter-protest...
He needs to be the victim player.
Exactly. You provoke them on purpose, get arrested, the establishment against us, please donate. Same strategy, bro.
What I didn't understand is that why did he, you know, connect...
Yes.
Why did he feel the need to say, I'm a Jew and I'm your boss? Like, did he connect those two things together?
I mean, the irony is, isn't that anti-Semitic to say I'm your boss? Like, are you trying to say, like, you guys control everything? What do you mean by that?
No, but to be honest with you... Though.
Whoa. Where is this going, Ali?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you where it could be going. I mean, let's be honest. There are some passages of the Talmud which indicate the lowly nature of, let's say, the Gentiles or the Goyim.
I mean, stop making stuff up. Bring the evidence, bro. You can't just be making like, oh, this happened, that happened, you know, making stuff up. You need to bring evidence.
Why are you getting rude, Ali?
Okay, let me just give you one piece. Okay, I've got it here. Look. So here you got Bava Bet Metzia.
Bava Black Sheep.
Bava Metzia. Yeah, chapter 104. It says here, the Jewish people are called man.
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 Like me.
Like humankind. You're not a man. You're not a man. Jewish people are called man. But Ali Dao is called. The Jewish people are called man, but Gentiles are not called man.
What are they called?
Since the Torah states with regard to ritual impurity imparted in a tent, if a man dies in a tent, evidently impurity imparted by a tent does not apply to Gentiles. Yeah, and this is just one of many different extracts here that you can find. For example, here, it even talks about killing these people.
Really?
So yeah, of course. Yeah.
Are we Gentiles?
Yeah, Gentiles are anyone non-Jew.
So any non-Jew is a Gentile?
Yeah.
What's a goyim?
It's a pejorative term for a non-Jew, like, you know.
So Ali's a goyim, but we're Gentiles.
Ali's nothing.
Pejorative.
What
is it? What is it?
Pejorative.
Pejorative.
Okay.
So this is another one. Kedushin.
Kedushin.
Yeah. 21b. It says, what is the halacha? Halacha is basically their version of Sharia.
Okay. What is it? Halakha, like?
No, halakha.
Okay, so they're Sharia, no?
Yeah, they've got two things, halakha and haggadah, but we're not going to go into that.
Don't go into that.
With regard to the permissibility for a priest who goes to war to engage in intercourse with a beautiful woman captured in the war.
Is it a Gentile woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's keep reading. We'll find out.
Doesn't look like it's going to end well.
Does one say that the case of a beautiful woman is a novelty in that the Torah permits a man to engage in intercourse with a Gentile woman? Consequently, it is no different in the case of a priest and no different in the case of an Israelite, as both are permitted to engage in intercourse with this woman. Of course, they've attacked Islam for, you know, the rulings related to where I haven't possessed and all those kind of things, and this is in their books. Look at this one here.
So does that actually say grape? Like, if you're not...
There are some, like, for example, we've already covered already in Numbers chapter 31:18 and stuff there are many commentaries in the Haggadah tradition which talk about even taking the young girls, you know, for yourself and so on.
Little ones.
Yeah, little
untrained ones.
Don't have to be trained or untrained. Doesn't specify in the book. I can see, and that's actually the Old Testament.
Yeah, that's the Old Testament.
that's the Bible, really.
Yeah, and Christians, don't run away, because that's the God of the Old Testament for you guys.
Here's another one,
that's
right?
Not so Jerusalem, Old Testament, though. That's Talmud.
Yeah, no, the Numbers one was an Old Testament.
Oh, okay.
This is the Talmud.
Get your numbers right, yeah?
No, Jerusalem no pun Talmud. Intended. There's two kinds of Talmud, yeah? There's the Jerusalem Talmud and there's the Palestinian. There's the Babylonian Talmud and then the Jerusalem Talmud, or you can say Palestinian Talmud.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know why they call it Jerusalem Talmud, Kedushin 4:11, right?
Mm.
It says, kill the best of Gentiles, smash their heads.
So they're coming for me now, the best of Gentiles.
Or the best of snakes.
Oh. Yeah,
definitely, yes.
It's talking about. But okay. These are just all like. So we've got. The thing is, one of the Quranic criticisms towards Jewish people is their belief, their entitled belief.
Yes.
It's a serious thing, akhi.
Yeah.
You know, if you truly believe that you are, the Quran states that if you truly believe that you are preferred among the people, then you should be asking death because why? وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيهِمْ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. That they will never ask for it, for what their hands have put forward, and Allah knows, He's very well aware of the wrongdoers. The point is that when you are brought up believing that you're the best due to your tribe,
thank you,
due to your ethnicity, due to your biology, due to your genetics, due to your DNA,
deep racism.
This actually comes out in the clip that we just saw. I'm a Jew and I'm your boss.
Yeah.
Could it be the case that you're saying that because he's a Gentile?
Yes.
Could it be the case that you're saying because he's Goyim? Mm. Because he has to serve you? Because in your Talmud or your parents or maybe some other people have taught you this thing? Yeah. Could it be the case? I don't think it's far off to say that this could be the case. All. And this, as I say, it's not just Zionism. This is Judaism. Okay. I'm not saying all Jews have the same belief system.
Yeah, of course not.
But I'm saying this is in the books.
I think you know what's very interesting is that you know that Ezra Levant is a hardcore Zionist, and the thing that they're trying to purport and put forward is that Zionism equals Judaism. Yeah, that if you critique Zionism, you're critiquing Jews and you're critiquing the religion of Judaism. What's very interesting is you see people like Ezra Levant, Ben Shapiro, who are trying to forward this notion and trying to really push this, i.e. making it something that all of these people are anti-Semites. They hate Jews and Judaism. This is not the case at all. And he knows exactly what he's doing. He's going there and he's using the term Jew, and then he got exactly what he wanted.
People don't care
which
anymore.
Was that,
that man was unfazed.
Yeah. Bro, the fact that he got arrested, he got what he wanted from there. And he's going to run back and say, oh, it was because I was a Jew and this and that.
It doesn't work anymore.
But that's the point. And that's why Shulamit Aloni, who also won the Israel 2000 Prize, she said, anti-Semitism? What anti-Semitism? We use it to quash any criticism against Israel.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And this is a woman who's been recognized within Israel.
That's a good point, yeah.
So, I mean, we know exactly what he's doing. And what he's doing is he's trying
victim
to take
player.
Away legitimate criticism
away,
of
a
colonizer,
of
a country or a state that practices illegal settlements.
Yeah, apartheid.
Apartheid, genocide, whatever thing you can think of, it's being committed in Israel, and he is trying to now shift the goalposts,
exactly.
It's Judaism and Jews. No,
yeah.
Judaism and Jews predate Zionism.
That's right.
Predate Israel. You know what I mean?
It's true. No, it's absolutely, bro. It's a fantastic.
I mean, there's nothing much to say about. Like you guys have said as well. Like many instances, you see it throughout this war. This attitude of, and it's very interesting because it shows me how much further the Quran is a miracle from Allah. Because Allah, I've always said, Allah talks about the psychology of the pagan Arabs, the Jews, the Christians, some Muslims. Allah talks about that. Like, Allah tells you about the psychology of different groups of people.
And of course, not all of them.
Not all of them, of course not.
Because Allah says, "Laysu sawa'a." They're not all the same. Well.
Yeah. So the point here is, though, that the fact that Allah talks about them saying, we're going to go hell, but we're not going to stay, but for a couple of days, it just shows this arrogant attitude. And then when someone's arrogant and entitled, they make stupid statements like this. And that was one of them. And yeah.
Absolutely right.
He's trying to weaponize the religion for his own political gain. Yeah. He's been doing this since day one. He hires the likes of Katie Hopkins and Tommy Robinson and the Avi Yemeni people that are hardcore Islamophobes, Zionists. He is the scum of the scum. And now he's using this religion to get a larger pay packet. You make us sick. Sickening individual.
You tell them. And that's the anti-Semite cart is not working anymore.
And well done to that police officer who didn't give a damn. Did not give a damn. He was unfazed by it all, and he put him in cuffs. He made him look like a caged animal, really. Like a caged animal, really. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even